Dr. Oz. Welcome back to the show, Doc. How you doing?
Thank you, my friend. How you been?
I've been really good. I'm feeling good, too, Doc.
Well, you sound wonderful. I bet you're working out like a banshee, as you always do.
Yeah. Yeah, every day. Well, okay, that's what we all tell the doctor. We tell the doctor what we want him to hear, don't we?
Yeah, do you really know when people are lying? I guess you know right
when they open their mouth.
It's that nervous laughter when they open their mouth is right. You know, I think it's a rule of thumb. Whatever you tell your doctor, if it's a good thing, they have it. If it's a bad thing, they double it. That's we taught that in med school. It's true.
Mm-hmm. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, Doc.
It sure is. We got a big show on it. I tell you, the interesting thing about breast cancer, we got these Ford Warriors in pink coming on the show. These women are so cool. They've all found different ways of saving their own lives. They sometimes attribute it to others, like they may have seen something on the show or saw something in a magazine. But fundamentally, these are women who acted on their own behalf. And I got to say, the number of women who just diagnose a problem on their own just by examining their breast once a month is unbelievable. And it's probably the best way. It's even better than mammography for most young women.
Now, Doc, okay, we have Breast Cancer Awareness Month all the time, year after year after year. We're all aware of breast cancer. But what about a cure? What about prevention? I don't see that happening. We got everything is pink. The White House is pink. The football players are in pink uniforms. And we're aware. Where's the cure? Where's prevention?
Well, let me touch both those. First of all, you say we're aware, but it's interesting. When you ask women if they talk about it with each other, let's say moms with daughters, they generally don't. They're sort of awkward about it. That's why this new statistic that just came out about using the car as a place to have the conversation is mm-hmm. a pretty good idea. Because when you're driving along, you don't have to make eye contact, which avoids the awkwardness. And it's sort of a good place to have intimate conversations in general, but it's especially mm-hmm. good for this kind of stuff where you don't want to acknowledge that you're scared about it, but you also want to get the information across. For example, you know, doing things that are preventive. Now, let's talk about the preventive issue. And we've spent a lot of time talking about this on the show. There is no question there are things that make a difference. And I'll give you an example. When you put weight on, the extra fat cells you have aren't just bad in the mirror. They also make hormones, in particular the kind of hormone that stimulates breast cancer. So just losing weight by itself is a really effective way of reducing cancer rates, not just of the breast, but also, you know, all the bikini cancers, the breast, but also the uterine and ovarian and all those different cancers. So that little bit of insight, and of course you want to lose weight anyway, this gives you an extra reason to do it. It tends to make a big difference, especially within families.
That's it? That's the only...
I don't think that's what he's saying. I can take up a half hour
of your life with this. The leafy green vegetables are effective in general, but broccoli in particular, because it helps the liver resuscitate itself. And when you cleanse the liver, which is the major detoxifying organ of the body, then it can do a better job clearing the body of different toxins in water, toxins in the air, and the like. And there are other factors that are more, you know, besides food, which, again, I can go on forever, things like vitamin D and the like, which we believe make a difference. There's also the reality that the longer a woman goes from when she's fertile, when she has, you know, menarche, when she starts having her first menstruation, until she has her first child, the longer that period is, the increased chance of having problems with breasts. So that's why, besides, you know, being able to conceive children a bit earlier, being very careful in those formative years is really important in terms of exposure to toxins and the like. So there's a ton of information on this. Getting folks to, you know, realize that these things are important and then act on them is sometimes more of a challenge, but we spend a lot. I think you're right. That's where the emphasis ought to be, on prevention, not just detecting cancer once it's already occurred.
And speaking of that, Dr. and Tom, I think that those of us that are, you know, connected to this in some way or another, we talk about it a lot, and especially people like Angelina Jolie, who had a prophylactic mastectomy because of her family history. Mm-hmm. And there are other women that are going through the gene studies, right, doctor, and really being proactive about preventing this.
Well, we just covered this Angelina Jolie story because it's years later. I spoke to her breast surgeon, who's, you know, but she's doing great, by the way. But there's no question there's been this, it's called the Angelina effect, where all these women now realize that you can actually find out what your risks are for getting cancer in your lifetime. And Melissa Etheridge was just on as well, and she had the same kind of gene, the BRCA gene. She mm-hmm. decided not to have a mastectomy. Angelina obviously decided to have a mastectomy. So even when you know what your potential future holds, women can react differently to it.
Doc, I just watched two documentaries that are on iTunes and on demand, and it really it really affected
me.
It's changed me. One was a documentary about GMOs, and the other one is called Fed Up.
And talking about...
Have you seen those two documentaries?
I've seen them both, know them well. If I can, I did a big show on GMOs, and just to put this on everyone's radar screen, because today's a big day to make a difference, we have almost 100,000 signatures for petition to President Obama. But we have a major new pesticide that's coming out in America if we don't act up on this, and it goes along with the GMO food. You know, GMOs were in part created so you could have Roundup, that the pesticide. They're now making a combination of Roundup with Agent Orange, a part of Agent Orange, that I'm very worried about. And people should go, if they can, go to DrOz.com. Please sign this petition. It'll send you right to the government website to get the president to act on this, because it's a big deal. And there are thousands of schools that are close to the places where this stuff's getting sprayed. We don't want them developing some of the potential complications.
And GMOs are genetically modified organisms for people.
Right. I'm actually less concerned about the GMOs and the pesticides that are used on the GMOs.
And Fed Up is about the sugar that we all
And Dr. Oz talks about that a lot.
Fed Up, GMOs. And those are two documentaries I highly recommend. All right, Doc.
Thanks again, Dr. Oz.
Thanks, my friends. Take care.